Sometimes during Christmas, something magical happens.
Hey, Cricket customers. The Max with Ads plan is included with the Cricket $60 unlimited plan at no additional cost. And this holiday season, Max is the one to watch when you're feeling festive.
Son of a nutcracker!
Cozy up to all the holiday classics, like Elf, 8-Bit Christmas, and the Harry Potter 8 film collection. Just log in with your Cricket username and password to experience Max on all your favorite devices. Phone plan, streams, and standard definition programming subject to change. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you're thinking about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to Spotify.com/podcast to get started right now. Now time for a very serious edition. There's no jokes here. Of Game Pass or Pass. This is the podcast where we play games of Microsoft's Game Pass servers, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to pass on by. I'm Corey. I'm joined by Basher.
Hello.
I didn't expect you to be in on the gag. We are here to talk about Serious Sam 4, the game that reignites the classic FPS series as it states on the whole description thing. This is going to be a rough one.
The old rigmarole.
This is going to be a rough one. I'm going to tell you that right now. Spoiler alert, I guess. This is going to be a rough one. Before we talk about that, I want you to take out your phone right now. Dial 574-651-9256. Tell me what your favorite Serious Sam game is and why you love it, hate it, etc. Leave us a voicemail. We'll talk about it in the show. Let us know what games you want us to check out. You can check out Monster Hunter Rise. You can be checking out Valorant now that you got all the characters. You're going to be checking out Persona 4 Golden. What are you going to... I'm looking forward to that Atomic Heart on February 21st. Game's looking...
I think a lot of people are.
Game's looking cool, man.
Yeah.
Game's looking real cool. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Serious Sam... When I said Serious Sam 4, the Xbox app crashed. So that's just that's probably not a good omen. Humanity is under siege as the full force of Mental's hordes spread across the world, ravaging what remains of a broken and beaten civilization. The last remaining resistance to the invasion is the Earth Defense Force led by Sam Serious Stone and his heavy armed squad of misfit commandos. Crow Team returns with a high-powered sequel to Serious Sam series that's the Serious Sam series that scales up chaos to unprecedented levels. The classic Serious Sam formula is ramped up. It just says ramped. That's not proper English, is it? You have to say ramp up. The classic Serious Sam formula is ramped.
I mean, like the SSS thing that they just did. Yeah. Like, I feel like these people are just trying to be way too funny, way too often.
Is ramped by putting an unstoppable arsenal up against an unimaginable number of enemies that requires players to circle strafe and backpedal blast their way out of impossible situations. Hordes of invaders, explosive arenas, cooperative mayhem, and the Legion system. Serious Sam 4, available on PC, Xbox Series X and S. Does not say Xbox One here, although I thought I saw it on Xbox One, but maybe not. Does feature a graphics mode and a performance mode on Xbox, which we'll talk about. Doesn't really matter which one you pick, unfortunately. So I need to say this at the front. We did not play this on PC because there is no cross-save compatibility, and you'll hear why. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to go back and play this kind of thing. So specifically, we're going to talk about performance, and so I cannot speak about the PC version. Maybe that's a night and day difference, but we only played the Xbox version, so... All right, Serious Sam 4. Let's talk about this one.
Oh my god. Well, what even made you play this?
So I have played the previous Serious Sam games. And specifically, I remember when this one came out, it was waited for like ever. Did they kickstart this? I don't remember. Like, there was something weird about the development of this game. Like, I remember something happened with this game, and then it finally came out, and I remember people being mostly disappointed with it. And then it hit Game Pass, and people were like, yeah, don't bother with that one. And I was like, you know what? I like Serious Sam. So, like, what happened here? And so that's basically what happened. I always viewed Serious Sam as, like, a fun little, like, romp. Like, I never took it seriously. I never, you know, I expected it to be stupid. I expected dumb. But it knew that, if that makes sense. Like, it's not quite, like, fourth wall breaking or anything, but it knew what it was, and it wore it on its sleeve. And so I was like, all right, let's check out this Serious Sam 4. And so it was just a random Game Pass get. So,
oh my god,
did you ever play them? I'm just curious.
I want to say no. I think I have a collection on Steam at some point.
Everyone does at some. I don't know how. Yeah, it's one of those things. That everyone ends up with like 5 Serious Sam games.
Yeah, like I don't know why I've never seen that in my collection in a few places, but like. It never stuck with me. It never did anything that was over the top, hilarious, or there was never no gameplay aspect that was really entertaining. I mean, when I think funny first person shooter, I think like old school Duke Nukem, you know, it was never as fun as Duke Nukem, funny rather. And then it never had the gameplay of a Quake or Doom. Or even Unreal. I'm like, what's the point of you, Serious Sam? I'm genuinely confused. Like, how'd you get to 4 games? The fourth one probably, I think you said it was crowdfunded.
Like, I could be wrong on that one, but something happened with this game, if I remember correctly.
How do you have fans, and who are you, and why are you? I have so many questions. So this game starts off with you. It does one of those things narrative-wise where it shows you the ending of the game first and then 3 years earlier type thing. And nobody cares. It's overplayed. So the big baddie beats you in a war, or supposedly beats you in this war. A war filled with terrible, awful just sound design and a scene that's ripped out of 2006. Who's the main character?
Sam. He's Serious.
That's really his name?
Yeah.
Anyway. so you take over as Sam, and you're leading this rookie, and you're in this convoy, and you're going down some road that gets blown up by aliens, and crap ensues after that. It's really the most... I mean, you know I love a good B game. Like, there needs to be way more B games, but this is the most D level game I've played in a long time. Like, it does almost nothing right.
There's an audience for these games. I was even one of them at one point, but that was because it was. I'm a Doom aficionado, you know, like I love those games. I play Doom map packs. I play Doom conversions and all that. And like, they're fun. And those first two Serious Sam games, the first counter, and the second counter, like it felt like it was somebody that liked those games that was just trying to do something fun with it. And then it's like, it didn't know how to evolve. And that was my biggest problem with Serious Sam 3. Like Serious Sam 3 kind of took it more 3D and I didn't love it. Like I know people do. But I didn't love it for the same reason. It's just like, this is kind of the same thing. And you can only do the same thing so many times, right? Eventually, you've got to start changing up some things. And I felt like Serious Sam 3 just didn't do that enough. And then that's probably why I wasn't paying attention to Serious Sam 4. Like, Serious Sam 3 was fine. But it sort of is what it is, I guess. I just like... did I like age out of this or something? Like, from the moment I pressed go, I was like, nope. like something is wrong here. Like, it knows it's a B game, but it also wants to pretend that it's not. And that's where I'm just like, I'm super confused by this game. And I don't even know. I don't like any of it. I hate every part of this. And I couldn't stop playing it because I was like, this has to get better, right? And it just doesn't. It just doesn't get better. And honestly, I think it gets more annoying as it goes on.
So I just don't get it. Just don't get it. This game feels like something. This feels like a late version of an alpha. Whereas like we still got some things to work on. We got the basic skeleton in place, but by the beta we'll add some weight. We'll add some recoil. We'll add some graphical elements. But this is what we're working with right now. It feels like this game stopped at the first or second alpha and said, this is funny. This is fun. And it's really not. We just finished talking about High on Life, a game that really, it makes the humor essentially part of the gameplay mechanic. Without it, it kind of fails. This takes that idea to a whole nother level. Because the gameplay wise, it's so bland. Just a complete DC level game gameplay wise, that it makes the humor that much worse to me.
Yeah, I feel like those original first two games, the humor was stronger because you wanted to see what they were going to do with it. Like the first time you saw the guy that had no head that was just running at you full speed with two bombs in his hand, you're like, what? Like what is happening? And then the second one like introduced a couple more things, and then, you know, every once in a while it throws in a new enemy, like a big enemy, almost like a, you know, this game is very Doom, right? Like let's not dance around it. Like it's a Doom clone. It's a Duke Nukem clone. But it wanted to take that in it and make it huge, give you big open areas, give you big open things to shoot. Like that's what they wanted to do. But it's like for this fourth one, they forgot what was funny about Serious Sam. It's just like, this game's funny, so we got to make jokes, right? And it's like, no. Like, I never laughed at Serious Sam because of its story. I laughed at Serious Sam because it's ridiculous. Like,
right.
And
that makes sense to me. Yeah. This game was in no way ridiculous. Like, it's in no way ridiculous for me. It's simply, hey, Serious Sam says something funny. But he didn't.
Yeah, it's not funny, though. Like,
And it's taking, and it starts off with that extremely tired premise of, I'm with the rookie and we'll make fun of the rookie and the rookie doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, we've been here before. We don't need this. This game should start off with something extremely bombastic and just ridiculous, but instead it's basic. It's all heck.
The thing is, I think they thought that opening scene of like there being like thousands of enemies on screen and you've got that minigun and like, oh man, like you're going to war. It's the final, you know, it's the Lord of the Rings moment, the final moment. And I'm just, but there's no weight to it. Like you just press the trigger and that's it. Like there's no, the game doesn't look good. Like that's probably my biggest thing is that Serious Sam 3, like none of the games look good, but they had an art style, you know, like they're not pushing polygons. It's a very particular art style, and Serious Sam 3 brought it into kind of like 3D models, and it looked good for what it was. It's the art that carries it, and this just looks like it's trying to be both. And again, it just, they missed the point, I feel like, and it looks terrible. And again, specifically on the console version, the game runs like trash.
Oh my god! Like why?
Why
does it run so terribly?
It runs.
Why does it run so absolutely terribly? There's nothing happening on screen.
Yeah.
There's no, like you said, it looks awful. It plays awful. So why is it running awful? You're not doing anything. How does this game get released?
Yeah, the performance mode. I really can't see a difference between the performance mode and the quality mode, other than the performance mode has way more pop in. And I'm running on a VRR display, and even with VRR, the frame rate is all over. Like, it's jumping around so much that VRR doesn't even really help. I'd be afraid to see what it did without VRR, kind of thing. I probably should have tried that, but I didn't. Like, it's pitiful. Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, it runs like garbage. And what's weird is that even when, like, things get hectic, it still runs like garbage. Like, it doesn't run worse at any point. It just always runs poorly. Right. Like, even when, like, if the screen is filled with stuff, it runs poorly. If the screen's not filled with stuff, it runs poorly. That's the part that I don't understand. Like you said, it almost feels like an alpha to where it just doesn't make sense. Gameplay is, it is circle strafe the game. Like, and that's not an exaggeration. Oh my God. It is circle strafe the game. And you get the shotgun, you get the double barrel shotgun, and then, like, you just kind of get bombarded by enemies. And I don't know, it's been a while since I played the original. I just never had fun with this game, ever. Whenever a new enemy is introduced, I either was extremely annoyed or extremely bored. And there's no strategy to killing the enemies. The only strategy is, like, hey, there's the bomb guys. You should probably shoot them first, right? And so then there's a skill tree that you get, and it kind of helps out. Like, oh, now you can dual wield and stuff. It's just, it feels like a focus tested Serious Sam game in the worst ways possible. And on top of it,
trash idea. Yeah, it's Serious Sam, you have to unlock dual wielding. You should start dual wielding and then end with triple wielding. Right. This is how you, like, it doesn't make, who is this game for? Who is it made by?
I use the
left stick, the move stick, to aim more than the actual look stick.
Yeah, the controller support feels bad. It feels like it's mapping a mouse almost to the right stick and not actual look, if that makes sense. Because, like, it has this really weird weight to it, and it has, like, a weird look acceleration that if you turn it off, it's even worse. But then it's just like molasses, and it's got a weird snappiness in a bad way. Like, it's like you press the stick a little bit and there's no, it's terrible. Like, it's not fun to move around. And so, yeah, you end up in this kind of weird where you're kind of always looking forward and you're lining up the shot horizontally and never vertically. But there are a lot of times where there's people above you, though, so you have to kind of line up. And that's where the game, like, just kind of, I don't say falls apart, because it fell apart long before that, but I can't even
say, like, yeah,
I can't even, like, give, like, I played this game way too long. I'm, like, near the end of this game because I'm just like,
you're an insane person.
Yeah, like, well, it became my podcast game to where I'm just like, you know what, like, I actually threw it on not the easiest but next to easy, because, like, I just want to shoot stuff, I guess. And, like, it's really easy to just shoot stuff, because on that mode, like, you just basically can't die. It's basically God mode. And, but oddly enough, like, the one after that is, it's like, it's way too hard. And there's so many times there's, like, hit scan enemies, and there's enemies that just, there's so much empty space in a lot of the levels.
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's nothing in it. Like, I've never seen.
And those enemies,
that's such a good point.
Yeah, those enemies can hit you from so far away. And it's just like, there's all this, like, what am I supposed to do here? Because I don't know what you want me to do, because, like, I'm getting hit. And it also has that problem that you had with High on Life of just, like, it can sometimes save in, like, the worst possible moments. Anytime that you die and the game, like, if you die, like, three times in the same spot, the game will literally give you a menu and be like, hey, do you want to go back to a previous save? It looks like you're having trouble with this. And then if you say no and you die again, it brings up another menu. And it's like, hey, are you sure you don't want to? Because, like, here, let's look at our options that we can go for you here. Like, it's like, hey, you can restart the level. We can go back a couple saves.
It's as if they knew this was messed up. Like,
right. If you have to say, hey, looks like we suck here. can we fix this for you? Like, I'm just like, and again, I think the biggest thing for me is that, am I just remembering those other games differently?
You are, man. I really think you are. I mean, I bounced off of
again, you asked me earlier, did I play any serious Sam games? And after doing this podcast, I got YouTube going with three different videos of Serious Sam 1, 2, and 3. I've touched two of these at least once. Everything we're talking about, especially the open space thing, it's in all of them, man. Like, it is a detriment to game design, how they just give you an area and they just give you enemies and they just run at you. They just run at you. You just move to the left. You just strafe left. That's all you do.
Yeah.
And once I died about the third time and that screen came up, like, do you want to lower the difficulty? Do you want to change this? I'm like, you know what? I just want to uninstall the game now. We're good. We're done. I get it. Like, you didn't put any effort into this, and neither will I.
I think for me, where it probably makes sense. I don't want to say it makes sense. It's just like that first game was novel because it came out. It was a product of its time. And
right.
This sort of feels like it never evolved in a way that it should have. You know, it's not the Doom 2016. Not that it needs to be Doom 2016. But if you're going to call it Serious Sam 4, you've got to bring something new to the table. Like,
it needs to be making fun of, it needs to parody Halo, the current Halo, or the current Doom, or the current whatever right. shooter it is out there. Instead, it's, at this point, it's honestly a parody of itself, and it's just sad.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's fair. It's just, it's rough, man. And I have no idea how the performances on PC, hopefully it's better. That would be a huge thing if it just ran better and it controlled better. I could at least feel like I'm having a little bit more fun with it. But, like, this is a $10, like, let's see what's going on. This is kind of dumb, like, game. Like, this, it's just, it's weird. I have nothing else to say. It's bad. It's bad. Don't play this. Do not play this on absolutely console. Maybe play it on PC, but no, I don't. I'd have nothing else to say. This game sucks. It's terrible.
I mean, that said, man, I think this is the perfect time. I mean, how long, we've been doing this podcast for how long?
Years at this point. Like, what, is this our fourth year? Third year?
Fourth year. And I've known you for, shoot.
Yeah, it's going like, what, close, 9 years?
Closer to a decade now.
That's a lot. Weird. Light time. What is time? Anyways.
Bro, I gotta level with you here. I think you have a problem. I have many
problems, but...
We'll get to the other ones in a different podcast, but I think you have a Doom problem, man. Like, it's you need to slow down, you need to stop, you need to reevaluate your life, because these games are games bad. Yeah, I don't know how you got through the first hour. I really got an hour into this and said, this is awful.
Really, what it was is
just
when
disgusting. Awful.
When I picked up Dual Wield, like, the game opened up a little bit more because I felt a little bit more powerful, and I was just like, okay, like, but again, it quickly became.
You should start with Dual Wield.
You're not wrong. It's, I don't want to say it gets better as it goes on, but it does. But but that's not saying like, oh, it turns into a game that's playable. Like, no, it just sucks less. It became a podcast game of just like, I can mute it and throw on a podcast and not feel bad about it kind of thing. Like, I'm not missing anything. I'm not missing some great sound design. I'm not missing some deep lore story. You know, it's I'm probably going to finish it for that reason, honestly, just because I'm this far. Like, let me see what this stupid game has to offer. So
you're absolutely gross. Like, what?
Again, I'm not the smartest. I told you I got a lot of problems. So I don't want to belabor the point. Don't play this game. It's one of the worst experiences on Game Pass, honestly. So,
like, that's nuts, man. Like, I think we get, like, if we're doing a worst of the year, we already found it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's gonna be hard to beat it as one of the worst games of the year. So, yeah, I gotta call that. Sorry, I just got a really long text message and I was confused. That's gonna do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. When it comes to the future, we actually don't have much on the docket right now. We kind of needed to catch up, and we're caught up now. And this is going to be a crazy year because there's a lot of stuff coming out that I genuinely want to play that's not going to be on Game Pass. So, like, it's going to be hard to balance everything. But the big ones that are coming out, you know, the Persona 3, 4, and 5 are coming to Game Pass, as well as Monster Hunter Rise. And so those are all big games, and I am not a Persona person. You are, though. So, like, are you going to be checking those out, or?
Well, this may be a off the record conversation, but when it comes to Persona, I'm going to do them. My plan was to do them all for a single show. And that's not because they're all the same or I think they're all so similar, but it's simply because these are all 60-hour video games. I already played through them all. I already know I love them. It's just a matter of, for this show's purpose, does it make sense to do three shows back-to-back and me talking about Persona? Like, I don't think it does. I think I could do them all in one go.
Maybe. We'll have to see. Because I've always been curious about 4 because 4 seems to be the one. Is that accurate?
I really like 3 FES a lot. 4 is really good. These games are just, they're just quality games each and every time. So I don't think one is leagues better than the other one.
Got it. So yeah, it's going to be tough. Like Monster Hunter Rise is the other one that I've always wanted to get into a Monster Hunter game. That's kind of why Wild Hearts is like something I'm cautiously looking at, but that obviously won't be a Game Pass game. But so like, that's weird. But we also don't have Microsoft's been weirdly quiet so far, and they do have that developer conference coming up on the 25th. That's going to talk about some games, not Starfield, oddly enough. So like, there's gonna be some information on that, but there's not a lot coming out. So we're probably gonna have to find some stuff in the old Game Pass library and see what we can come up with. So, but yeah, so that's,
I mean, we can always spin the wheel.
Oh man, we haven't done that in a long time.
Actually, since we are caught up and I don't know what I'm playing next, I propose an old-fashioned spin the wheel before we go.
How do you do that? I don't remember how to do it. How do I see all games, maybe? Sort by relevance. Where's the surprise me? There was a surprise me button, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was like, wait, did they take it out?
They couldn't have taken that out, right? Is it my library, maybe? No?
Yeah, there it is.
Where?
It's on the PC app. It's right there in the Game Pass homepage. You just scroll down. You have to go below EA Play.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see it now. So am I hitting this?
We're hitting it, bro. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Clicking it. We already played that.
I should walk this back right now.
Already played that.
It's getting worse.
Already played that. Already played that. Okay.
Already played that.
Okay.
Yep.
Not even kidding. This has got to be fate. This has got to be fate. Doom 64.
Fine.
It's time. It's time. I told you.
Fine.
I told you. It might be years before I get you to play Doom 64.
Fine.
But we're playing Doom 64. There you go. Doom 64 will be one of the games for February or ish time. And we'll that's it. It's finally happened. The stars have aligned. The greatest video game ever made, Doom 64, will be discussed on this podcast. Right. That's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with possibly Doom 64, but we'll talk about some games.
Good day, sirs.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.